We are in Hilchas Pesach, Simin Tov Ayin Gimel. We're up to Siv Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing today. Mevi'in lifnei bal habayis, kara, sheyesh bo shelosh matzos, umar v'charoses, v'karpas, and so on. The kara is brought in front of the bal habayis. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mechaber says lifnei bal habayis. The poskim say that even in countries where everyone has their own little table, the kara in which you have all of the different Seder foods is only placed in front of the bal habayis. Everyone does not have their own individual kara. So what's in the kara? Shalosh matzos, three matzos, two for lechem mishnah, and one that's going to be broken in half for achilas matzah with lechem. Only the ani eats his bread in pieces. Umoror, v'charoses, that you're going to dip the maror into. V'karpas. Now, karpas, o yerek acher, here we get into the halacha of just what the karpas is. We start off with some kind of dip in order that the tinokas see that there's something different. This is not a normal meal during the year. We don't start off with a vegetable dip. O yerek acher, it is either karpas, the vegetable that is called karpas. Some say that is parsley. But you're allowed to use any other yerek. Chazal prefer a vegetable that is called karpas because it has a remez to samach perech, the shishim ribo that work avodas perech. But any vegetable will do. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's supposed to lechatchila be a vegetable that one makes a borei pri ha'adama over to cover the moror. We'll later see that we have a suffix of whether or not the moror needs a bracha. Do we consider that part of the meal? We're really eating it l'shem mitzvah. We're not eating it as a side dish in the meal. So does it need its own bracha or not? That's a machlokas aposkim. Misafik, we use something for karpas that we'll be able to make a bar pre'adama on to cover the bracha of the moror. Now, because of this, people do have to be careful. Some have a minig of using onions for karpas. In places where people don't generally eat raw onions that are not mixed with other foods, its bracha would be a shahakol, in which case that wouldn't be the bracha that you're trying to make in order to be motzi the moror. So you should be using some other vegetable. V'chometz omei melech, the Ramah adds, and then you need either vinegar or salt water to be makayim the mitzvah of the dip. Now the halacha of making salt water on Shabbos, when the Leila Seder falls on Shabbos, the halacha is that it is usur to make either Mei Melech Merubim or Mei Melech Azin. Mei Melech Merubim means a lot of salt water, meaning more than what you plan on using for the particular meal. So that, say you haven't prepared it before Shabbos, Leila Seder falls on Shabbos, you can only prepare the amount that you're actually going to use. You do not prepare a whole bunch just to make it look nice. Second, Mei Melech Azim, which is two-thirds salt, on that you don't prepare either, and most people do not make such strong Mei Melech anyhow. Further, Ushnei Tafshilin, you're also supposed to have two tafshilin, two different prepared food, cooked foods. Echad zecher lePesach veEchad zecher lChagiga. One is a zecher to the Korban Pesach, and one is a zecher to the Korban Chagiga that was actually the main dish at the Seder in Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. V'nagu b'basar u'beitza. The minig is to use meat zecher lePesach, but an egg zecher to the Chagiga. You can certainly use meat. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that those who say that you should dafka use an egg. The reason we use an egg is as a zecher to Avelis, because the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, and we cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Further, the Yisader HaKara Lefonov, now the Ramah says that the way you set up the Kara is be'inyan she'ein sarach lavar ala mitzvah, in a way that you will not be over on ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. Now, everyone's familiar with the fact that we have a kara, and that's clear. That's clear from the poskim that the food is supposed to be sitting on some kind of tray or plate. And this is everything that you have for the Seder, which includes the matzahs and the zro and the beitzah, as we call it, the two tafshilin, the rezecha, lepesach, and lechagiga, as well as the karpas, the mor, the charosis, and the pashtis, even the meimelach, although there are some that do not put the salt water on the tray itself. According to the Ramah, the way you set up your kara is in a way that what's close, what you're going to use first should be closest to you, so that you never have to pass over anything that you're not using in order to get to something that you are using. Because if Eim Avir and Allah mitzvahs, you're not supposed to pass up an opportunity of doing a mitzvah. Therefore, according to the Ramah, the Hainu, HaKarpas Yelamalam and HaKol, the closest to you should be the Karpas, because that's the thing that we use first. So you shouldn't have the mor in front of you, and you'll pass over that in order to eat the karpas. Vachomit samach lo yoser, and yoser min amatzis, and next to the karpas, or certainly before the matzis, you should have the salt water. According to the Ramah, this should all be on the kara. So you have the karpas and the mei melach, and then we have the matzah, the hamatzis min amor, then you have the matzis after that. Path further away than the matzis, you have the mor and the charosis. Then you, Yosef Krov Melam and Abasar Vabetza, and they should be closer to you than the meat and the egg, which means, according to the Ramah, you have, starting from close to you, you have the karpas with the salt water, then the matzis, then the mor and the charosis, and then the zro and the beitza. However, the minik seems to be, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Bachronim Seda Hakara Shal Arizal. The Mishnah Berurah sends you to the Achronim, who give you the kara of the Arizal. The Be'er Heitev brings it down. He brings it from the Sefer Eitz Chaim. And the way he puts it, this seems to be the minhag Yisrael today, is that on the bottom you have the three matzis, the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. And then on top of that, what you do is you take the mar, the karpas, the charosis, and the tafshilin. What is that? So you have the zroa is for the midas hachesed, and that should be on the right and all the way on the top. That means if you were hanging the kara up on the wall, the zroa and the beitza would be on top. The zroa on the right side, that is for chesed. The beitza on the left for gvura. And then in the middle of it, the moror, which is tiferes. And then after that, you have the charosis on the yamin, on the right side, which means that it's under the zeroa, with the mor in between them. And that is for netzach. After that, you have the karpas, which is hod, and that is kenega the beitza on the left side. And then he says that you should have a separate thing of chazeres that you use for the kricha, and have that on the bottom. In other words, we have two segols, two triangles, the zeroa, the beitza, the moror, and the karpas and the charosis the charosis, the karpas, and the chazeres after that, and then the kara itself is the malchus. That is the kara of the Arizal, and that seems the way people to be the way that people are knowing today. Rav Moshe Feinstein was medactic to do the kara not according to the Ari, but according to the Ramah. If one does want to be Mekayim both, then he can create the kara of the Arizal, but make sure to situate it in a way that he ends up getting to the karpas first by, I guess, being on the side of the kara, so that the karpas, which is going to be on the left side of the kara, is actually facing him. Now the machaber goes back now and says vahabosser, the meat nagushi is zroa. The minig is that it should be zroa as a zecher for the zroa anatuya. For people that are using chicken, so there are minhagim of using the wing or the polka this way because a chicken doesn't really have a zroa, an arm. Some have a minig of using the neck, the gergel. I believe it's a prima godim. Because that has the shape of a zroa. V'nagu shabosar yitzli, the basar which is zecha lepesach, should be roasted. But since you're not allowed to eat roasted meat, leil haseder, at least that is our minag, as a result of it, you couldn't eat it then. So if you end up roasting it on yontif, you're roasting something that you're not going to eat on yontif. So you have to make sure to eat it in the morning. If you're having two starim and you didn't roast the zroa, yet, so you want to roast it at night, you would have to eat it that day and do another one for the next day. Because you cannot roast something on the first night for the sake of the second day. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down not to throw out the Zroah to make sure that it's saved and actually eaten. It shouldn't be a bizui of the mitzvah. We do it ala gacholim. What he means to say is that it's not done on the fire through a shpud shel rimon, the way they actually used to do the Karban Pesach. We're not mechayev one to get a shpud shel rimon. The Mechaber paskins that the egg, which is zeichel chagiga, should be cooked. Now, this really is a machlokis, a tanoim, whether the Karban chagiga is, we learn out of the Karban Pesach that it should be roasted or that it should be cooked. The Mechaber is paskining like the Rambam, who holds that it is allowed to be cooked, it does not have to be roasted, therefore he boiled the egg. The Ramah, however, says, V'hu adin sluya v'cheinogim b'ireinu. It can also be roasted, and that is our minig. It seems like the minig was to be choshish for shitas tosfis, which is the who paskins like Ben Tema, that the chagiga too was supposed to be roasted, and therefore both of them should be roasted. There is a minhag of boiling it and then putting it over the fire to give it a little bit of a roasted flavor. The halacha is the Karban Pesach, if it was cooked and then roasted afterwards, is considered roasted in your yotza with that. So according to Ben Tema, you could do the same with the Karban Chagiga. So Lamaisa, the way it comes out is that the Mechaber sheet is to boil it, the Ramah sheet is that it would be a nice thing to roast it as well, and many have such a minhag today too.